This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Christina Bellantoni, Associate Politics Editor at CQ Roll Call. We want to get some of her thoughts as we prepare for perhaps the first real Republican presidential debate, the one with most of the heavy hitters expected to be there. There was one a couple of months ago in South Carolina, but folks like Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney were not there. And Christina, it'd be very interesting to see what happens tonight. Thank you for your time today. Right now, most of the polls suggest that Mitt Romney is a fairly comfortable leader on the Republican side. Does that mean he's got a huge target painted on his back tonight?
Sure, and you'll remember this was very similar to what happened with the Democrats in 2008. You know, Hillary Clinton basically got beat up on during these debates. However, I will say that you read probably a dozen stories just like I did saying that all of the candidates would go after Mitt Romney as the front runner tonight, which means that's probably exactly what won't happen. Media tends to be wrong every time when there's a conventional wisdom, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was a big shocker here. Also, don't forget that John Huntsman, the former ambassador to China for President Barack Obama, is not attending this debate, even though he says he's basically ready to run. So I wouldn't be that surprised if he got a little criticism tonight as well from some of his rivals. And then the other thing that I think is important to note is that Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, he was in that first debate, and he was really the most likely contender among that bunch in that first debate. And I think it's possible he'll get a little critique, too, for what he said in that opening salvo.
Well, let's go back to Romney for just a second. Obviously, the potential Achilles heel for him in the Republican primary system is the health care plan that he shepherded through when he was governor of Massachusetts. Tim Pawlenty has called it Obamacare. Romney has already, in just the past several weeks, come out and defended that idea, even though it's ridiculously unpopular on the conservative side. So how does he go about defending it and trying to create distinctions with the president's plan that most people probably don't want to hear?
Yeah, this is a real tough issue for him. You know, conservatives don't like that health care plan. This is still the thing that he's defending. He had to deal with this in 2008, but it was such a different scenario because now we have, you know, Barack Obama's health care plan, which was modeled after what they did in Massachusetts. So it is a problem. I think you are going to hear a lot more of that. You know, obviously Tim Pawlenty coming up with this catchy phrase, Obamacare. You'll hear that a lot more tonight. This was a little bit of a curtain raiser, but it's also, that's sort of a gimmick. I think that when you look at the actual merits of the plan and the way that Romney defends it, I mean, he has actually changed his position. He said one thing about federal mandates at one point and another thing at another point. And that's one of the biggest critiques of him, is that he's not consistent with his philosophies, that he just was trying to win elections. So I would expect to hear quite a bit about that tonight.
Well, Tim Pawlenty has not only tried to link the president and Mitt Romney together, he's come out with some pretty bold ideas and bold statements lately for a guy who's generally got a reputation for being somewhat vanilla. He's come out and told folks in Iowa he wants to end ethanol subsidies, told folks in Florida he wants entitlement reform. I went to Wall Street and scolded them. So he's talking big and seems to be thinking big. What's he trying to do here in order to boost his name recognition?
He's definitely spending a lot of money. You've seen him have these flashy ads that he's been putting on the internet. That's something that he can sort of push back on, that, as you said, vanilla reputation. But I think it's also a matter of being the most credible person in the room. I mean, he's going to attempt that. He's also, you hear him say a lot, he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I mean, that's a reference to Romney's wealth that I think he thinks that Romney is vulnerable on. It wouldn't shock me tonight if they actually go a little easy on one another. I think that you're going to have that, you know, Ronald Reagan's, you know, commandment that you don't talk ill of fellow Republicans. They may try to do that tonight. It's not going to last very long because eventually these guys are going to have to go after one another. Oh, and don't forget, Michelle Bachmann's going to be there, which is also pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think she might be the only one on the stage who hasn't actually officially declared yet. What are you expecting from her?
I think she'll try to appeal to the Tea Party. We have a story on Roll Call's front page today just talking about how whoever gets that nomination is not going to be able to do it without the Tea Party's support. But at the same time, she's got to prove that she's electable. And that's the biggest problem for her because of her credentials, because of some of the things that she said in the past. Newt Gingrich is probably going to get a little bit of a target here because he had, I mean, so many of his staffers quit in this mass exodus last week. I mean, it's not going to be pleasant for several of these guys.
One of the folks who really seemed to get a boost out of the previous debate, where a lot of the top-tier candidates, or seemingly top-tier candidates, weren't there, was Herman Cain. Seemed to come off very well in the focus groups afterwards. He's even polling in high single digits in some places, which isn't too bad for being this early in the campaign. What's his appeal, and what do you expect from him tonight?
Yeah, this is, it's really interesting. I can't exactly understand it. I don't know that he's necessarily that electable, just looking at the fact that he's never held political office before, but people do like him. And as you mentioned, he's polling well in Iowa. Now, in Iowa, it's very important to get out there and to shake voters' hands and to talk to people face to face. So I'm not sure that that's going to be his strength, but if he can pull it off, you know, it'll certainly be very interesting. More than likely, this is not going to be somebody who ends up with the nomination.
The big issue, certainly right now, and most likely throughout this entire campaign, will be the economy. Does that give a leg up to Romney, given his private sector experience, or does it perhaps give someone with more executive experience more recently, the likes of Tim Pawlenty, more of a leg up?
It's really tough. I mean, you've already seen a little bit of back and forth between the two of them about, you know, leaving the state with a budget deficit, you know, which Pawlenty did, and you know, sort of that being a problem. I think that you'll hear people try to make the argument that they could handle this economy, but it's difficult to do because it's such a different thing than running a state, and particularly because state budgets all over the country are crunched. If one of these candidates can come up with solutions for helping, whether it's reform pension plans, I mean, that's why some people like Chris Christie, who obviously says he does not want to run for president, but because he's made some tough choices in New Jersey, I think that anybody that has ideas like that might be able to catch fire in the Republican primary.
Perhaps the person polling the lowest that's invited to this debate is Rick Santorum. What does he need to do either at this forum or at some point along the way here to really jumpstart his campaign?
I mean, my prediction is that's not possible for him. He just, of all the credentials, there's no reason why you'd elect a senator who was creamed in a blue state who, you know, yes, he's a social conservative, but that's about all he's got going for him to appeal to conservatives. So he's been out there. He's been very active. But can he raise the money to mount a serious presidential bid? I mean, it does not look that likely.
Of course, this is just one of many, many debates that will happen before we actually have voters headed to the polls early next year. So is the general consensus in a forum like this, Christina, that you can certainly do a lot to hurt yourself, but not necessarily make a game changer in a positive way for yourself?
That's exactly it. You know, but whoever has, somebody's going to have a nice little zinger that's going to be memorable and will make the reels tomorrow. And that does help. It helps for a few days. It helps you raise money. Certainly, if somebody really screws up, the candidates are ready to pounce on that.
We'll be watching. Christina, I know you will too. Thanks so much for your time.
Have a good one.
Christina Bellantoni is Associate Politics Editor at CQ Roll Call. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.